Yeah, we'll just see the Mishnah again on the last Amid. Mishnah says again, Bolo Yetsu Poroi, now on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol came near his par, O Poroi Hoya Oimed Ben Ulam and Mizbeach. His par was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Roishoi, the head of the par, Ledorim, was facing towards Dorim, O Ponov Lamar, but his head was turned rightwards towards Marv. So the animal was facing this way towards Dorim, and his head was turned over towards Marv. We'll see in the Gemara why. V'ha-koyen oimeid b'mizrach. And the coin was standing on the east side of the animal. Upon of Lamarv. And the coin was facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards Marv, in back of the animal. V'soymech shtei yodav olov. And then he used to make the smicha, put his two hands on top of the animal, between the two coronas of the animal. U'misvadin would say vidui. The kacha yoim. This is the way he used to say. Ono Hashem, we'll see in the Gemara why he said this nusach, Abba Avisi. Avisi posh means the chatoim he did b'mezid. Poshati, that's the averis you did, the merit, that's a bigger thing than mezid. Or chatosi is b'shoigig. Lefonecho ani yobesi, ono Hashem, kapeno, forgive us, lavoinois, lepshoim, lechatoim, shavisi, v'shepashati, v'shechatosi, lefonecho. Ani yobesi. Takosu b'toras moishik, it says in the Torah, toras moishik avdechom, kibayoyim azeh, yechapar aleichem. Vein oinu ma'achrov, you stand in the base of Middish, boruch shem kvoy ma'chusu l'olam vod. Now the Gemara will explain the whole Mishnah. The kids, so this is a little bit of the picture. That used to be the Mizbeach was over here, and the Ulam was facing further up here, and his par was on Dorim's, was on Sofen side, the par was. So we'll see here, the par was standing right around here. The par was, we'll see in the Gemara, usually Sofen is on the right side of the Mizbeach, that's called Sofen. Here we're saying the par was between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, a little bit further up. That's where the par was. The par was not directly straight across the right side of the Mizbeach, like usually that's called Sofen. Like a Kodesh Kedoshim, the Shechit is always B'Tsofen, on the Tsofen side of the Mizbeach. So usually you make the Shechita right over here. Now in Yom Kippur, we've brought the par a little bit further up, closer towards the Ulam. We'll see in the Gemara why we did that. But it was still on Tsofen side of the Mizbeach. It wasn't right on top of the Mizbeach. It was still on the right of the Mizbeach, on the north side of the Mizbeach. Just a little bit further up between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. That's where his par was. And his par was facing this way. Just the head was facing upwards towards the Marv. His head was facing upwards, but his body was straight across. And the Kohen Gadol was standing over here underneath, below the Korban, facing the Marv. And here, right over here, we make the smicha. Right, we'll see in the Gemara why. So Gemara says now, Man Shamadle, like who's the town of Al Mishnah, the Yoma that says, Beinu Ulam, Ulam is Beach Tzofen. That between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is also called Tzofen. Like we just spoke out, there's one tzad to say, this here's the Mizbeach. The tzad to say, Tzofen has to be exactly over here. Right opposite the Mizbeach on the right side, that has to be Tzofen. Like the Mizbeach was 32 amas long, so these 32 amas on the right side of the Mizbeach, that's called Tzofen. Our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says the par was a little bit further up. It was on top of the Mizbeach, on the right side, but further up, near the Ulam. So who's the town of the hold that Tzofen doesn't mean directly straight across the Mizbeach? It could even be further up also. That's also called Tzfoine of the Mizbeach. Who holds like that? And we'll soon see there's a machlekes, three-way machlekes. Heisman shamat lebi yomar beinu ulam ulam Mizbeach Tzofen. It's also called Tzofen. So tomorrow, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, he. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. Titania, we learned like this. Eizeo Tzofen. What's called Tzofen, the north side of the Mizbeach? By Kodesh HaKadoshim, by Korban Olah, by Korban Chatzis, the Torah says, you have to make the Shechita B'Tzvoinei, on Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. What's called Tzofen? So, Mikir Shel Mizbeach, Mamish, right opposite, adjacent to Mizbeach, Tzvoinei, V'yad Kaisel Azorah, right on the right side of the Mizbeach, Mamish to the end side of the Azorah, U'kinegdoi Kol HaMizbeach Kulei Tzofen, Divir Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. As he holds Mamish only these 32 Amis, the length of the Mizbeach is 32 amas long, directly right of the Mizbeach, that's called Tzofen. If you go further up or further down, that's not called Tzofen anymore. Tzofen has to mean directly the right side of the Mizbeach. Within these 32 amas, the length of the Mizbeach, the right side of it, that's called Tzofen. If you go further up, it's Posel. That's not called Yeshechter B'Tzvoinei. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So that's not like our Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Moisef, he's Moisef and says no. Tzofen on the right side of the Mizbeach means more than just adjacent to Mizbeach, but rather af bein ulam ulam Mizbeach, even on top of the Mizbeach. It's between the Mizbeach and the ulam on the right side of the Mizbeach, that's also called Sofen. So Mel al Mishta comes a good according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. That's why the power was further up on top of the Mizbeach near the ulam, but as long as it was on the right side of the Mizbeach, that's called Sfoina. Rebbe Meister, Rebbe says even a bigger Chiddush. Af mokom drisas ragle kahanim. Even below the Mizbeach. Not only the place on top of the Mizbeach near the ulam, but even on the bottom of the Mizbeach. In other words, the Mizbeach was like in the middle of the Azorah. So on the bottom of the Mizbeach, it's called Ezra's kahanim, and on bottom of that were Ezra's Yisrael. There was 11 Amos that was walked between the kahanim, and 11 for the Ezra's Yisrael. He holds even that is also called Sofen. Even if the animals all the way down here on the right side, as long as it's on the right side of the Mizbeach, it could be anywhere in the length of the Azorah, that's still called Sofena. That's Rabbi Shita. Has Rabbi Moisef af mokom drisas ragle kahanim, the af mokom drisas ragle Yisrael. Even on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, the 11 Amos of the kahanim and the 11 Amos of Yisrael is also called Sofena. But the chalipos, those were the rooms that were a part of the ulam already, is hakol moedim shepossel. That everybody holds as possel, that's not called part of tzvoina. Now the ulam itself is like this. The ulam was much wider than the heichel was. The heichel inside was a little bit narrower. The ulam outside was much wider. It was 15 extra amas on the left side and 15 extra amas on the right side. Now that was called beis hachlifos. On this extra part of the ulam that came out wider than the heichel, there was rooms here that had, they will soon see what they did. They did things in these rooms. So these rooms for sure is not called Sofen. Even on the right side, these right rooms here, since these rooms like part of the ulam already, that's not called Sfeinim. Sfeinim has to mean on the right side of the Mizbeach in the Azor itself, but not in the Beis HaChlifos. In the Beis HaChlifos, that's for sure already not called Sfeinim, even according to Rebbe. But now let's see Rashi inside. That's called Sofen, the north side. From half of the Heichel, on the right side, that's called Sofen. Now, even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that's also called Sofen. It's Nambamasti, because our Mishnah says like that. The power of the Kohen Gadol was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Not directly adjacent to the Mizbeach, it was further up than the Mizbeach. Utnam apparently come on, Shebemokam Vidu Shochtu. Even though Al Mishnoni says he made Vidu here, but later the Gemara says that Bemokam, the Kohen Gadol, made the Vidu, that's where he made the Shechitah also. So the kids say he shechted his power in that place above the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Diktoni Boloyet Saporishnir, Visomach Shte Yodov, Shochatu the Kibble of Mizbeach. That's the Gemara later. Says Mashma, the same place that he made the vidui, that's where he made the shchita. So kids, according to Al Mishnah, it's kosher to make the shchita in that place above the Mizbeach. So who do we go like? So we go according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. So we say, because according to Rabbi Yosef, who the shchita is, ukenegdoi kol ha-mizbeach kulai. That means only shloishim u'shtayim amma. The 32 amas, the length of the Mizbeach, shekenegad ha-mizbeach v'tzofen, on the right side of the Mizbeach, the north side of the Mizbeach, Korit Sofen, that's called Sofen, that's all. Leshchitas Kodshe Kadoshim. Ah, Vushloi Kineged HaMizbeach, but once you go further up, higher than the Mizbeach, or lower than the Mizbeach, Letzad Marav, either go further up towards Marav's side, or else Letzad Mizrach, go further down towards Mizrach. Afal Pi Shut Sofen Azora, even though it's on the right side of the Azora, it's on the north side of the Azora, Einot Sofen, that's not called Sofen. Leshchita. Divinon Al Yerach HaMizbeach. It's according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk says Al Yerach HaMizbeach has to be mamash on the side of the Mizbeach. Kedesiv v'shachat oisoy Al Yerach HaMizbeach tzvoina. So according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, a bedavka has to be on these 32 amis, the length of the Mizbeach on the right side of those 32 amis. It can't be higher up, it can't be lower down. So that's not like our Mishnah. Mashenken Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon holds af ben ulam al Mizbeach kol chelak tzvoini. Litzad Marav, any right side, any right side, even though it's further up towards Marav, Afal Pisha and Yerach Mamish, even though it's Mamish not directly adjacent from the Mizbeach, Avochelek Tzvoini, Shemina Mizrach, the Mizbeach, it's called. But I call part of it's called Tzvoini, because it's on the north side of the Mizbeach. even though it's not exactly adjacent, but since it's further up on the north side, that's kosher. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, it's mashma only if it's lamara, further up. But if it would be lower down, mashma won't be good. Rabbi Meisiv, Rabbi says no, even below is also good. Av kol tzofen ha'azara, or any part of the north part of the azara is good. Shabachas ha'sarama shalmokant risas raglik hanim, ad kaisam mizrachis ha'azara. Mamash all the way down to the bottom of the azara, that's also considered tzofen. The word tzofen means on the right side of the azara. Nothing does not have to do with adjacent to the mizbeach. It could be above, it could be below, as long as it's on the right side, the north side of the mizbeach, of the azara. Abu minachalifas lefnim. Now roichev ulam. The ulam itself was wider. Oidef a roichev ahechol tesva vama litzofen uknek deludorim. It was 15 amis wider on the right side and on the left side. On tsvayne on the right side and the dorim side on the left side. O knek deludorim. O moshe choise oidef ein wele esther amis. Now how long? It was good. It was wider 15 amis. Like we said. Now this mamish these boxes here are the base achalifas. It was wider 15 amis more than the heichel. How much up did it go this width? Only 10 amis. Like these boxes were 10 amis high and 15 amis across. That's called the Beis HaChalifos. That's what the ulam was bigger than the heichel. So these 15 amis for sure is not called tzofen. Trashi v'oysa oidif kori Beis HaChalifos. Shoye behen esrim v'arba chaloinus. There were 24 windows. Chaloin l'chol mishmer. Every mishmer had its own window. Sheshom goinzim sakinim. They used to hide their knives there. Shal kodesh. V'sakin kori chiluf. Ploshin arvi. That's why it's called Beis HaChalifos. That was the house they used to leave their knives. V'aver shachuri oisi oidif. L'mariv. V'aver shebein tzofen kaisel oidif. L'ben kaisel l'hazara. Kori lefnim min HaChalifos. That's called inside. But the kids say hakol moidim sheposol. Since you can't see the Mizbeach from there, that's not called Yerach HaMizbeach. Hey, so according to Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, Yerach HaMizbeach doesn't mean mamish adjacent to the Mizbeach. You don't have to be mamish on the right side of the Mizbeach. It's enough to be further up or further down according to Rebbe. But as long as you could see the Mizbeach, as long as you're in the Yazorah, any part on the right side of the Azara that you could see, the Mizbeach, that's called Sofen. But once you go up to the Beis HaChalifos, that you can't see the Mizbeach anymore, that's not called Yerach HaMizbeach. Inside the Beis HaChalifos, you can't see the Mizbeach, that's not called Yerach HaMizbeach. So the Kitzal Mishnah that says the power was up on top of the Mizbeach on the right side, goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. The Gemara says now, Lema Reb Lezer Reb Shimon he for Loi Rebbe. But let's say our Mishnah only goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon and not according to Rebbe. This is a Havamina. And Avad, it's a very Shver Havamina. Because for sure the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Because what does Rebbe hold? Rebbe holds any part of the right side of the Azar is good. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says only the top part is good. Hey, it's adjacent to the Mizbeach for sure is good. And above, near the Ulam is also good. But below are the Ezras Kohanim and Ezras Yisrael, that's no good. Rebbe says even that is also good. So what's the Havamina to say now that the Mishnah can't go according to Rebbe? Like, why not? Rebbe for sure holds that on top is good. Rebbe is even saying below the Mizbeach also helps. So we'll soon see. So Gemara wanted to say, Lema Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, even Le Rebbe. So Gemara answers, no. Afilo tem Rebbe, afilo you want to tell him it goes according to Rebbe. Avadim, it's good. Hashta ad Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Moisif, ad Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Le Moisif. Like, for sure he's being Moisif Rebbe. Rebbe is saying much more than Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. He's not only is he saying above on top, he's even saying below is also good. So for sure the Mishnah comes out good according to Rebbe. So Mara says like this, Anan Hochit Karmina, this is what I meant to say. E Rebbe, I have a kasha, I want to bring you Raya, our Mishnah does not go like Rebbe. Because if you want to say the Mishnah even goes according to Rebbe, E Rebbe, Nukma Bakula Zara. How come we say where the par should be? Why do we say the par of the Kohen Gadol was like on the top part of the Mizbeach? It was in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. True, it was on the right side on Tzofin, but it was further up. So according to Rebbe, why does it have to be further up? Why can it be below? Like any place you want on the north side of the Azara should be kosher, according to Rebbe. So that was the kasha. Why does our Mishnah say a place where it should be? According to Rebbe, it's kosher anywhere on the north side of the Azara. That's the kasha. E Rebbe he nuk me bekuli Azara. The Mishnah should have said stam. His power could be anywhere on the right side of the Azara. Samara says no. Elamai, what do you want to say? Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, he. That our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. That he holds what? Only mamish opposite the Mizbech is good, and even further up is also good. Just below is no good. So you want to say, according to him, it is good, if you have the same kash in him also. V'nukma bein Mizbech ulekaisel. Why does the Mishnah say bedavka? The power was further up near the heichal. Why was it further near the ulam? Why was it further up? Why wasn't directly adjacent to the mizbeach? As according to Rav Lezer Reb Shimon, he's also maskim on the right side of the mizbeach for sure as kosher, and that's the ikut tzvoinoy of the mizbeach. He's only saying if you go further up, it's also kosher. So you have a kashin him also. Why does the Mishnah say bedavka? The power was further up near the ulam. Why? Why didn't we say the par was mamash adjacent to the mizbeach? Is even according to Rav Lezer Reb Shimon, the ikka yerach hamizbeach for sure is mamash adjacent to the mizbeach. So you have a kasher also. Even according to Rav Lezer Reb Shimon, why do we dafka put his par further up? Why don't we put a mamash exactly adjacent to the mizbeach? So what do you have to answer that Gemara? Elamai yisachul meimer. What do you have to say? Mishum chul shad the kain gadol. There's a reason why we put his par further up. Because on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is fasting. He's weak. So we want to make it as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. Now, after the Shechita, he has to do the Kabbalah, and then he has to go do the Zrika. The Zrika here, he brings the Dam inside the Pnim. He has to carry the Dam inside the Ulam. So therefore, we want the power to be as close as possible to the Ulam. So then he won't have to carry the blood so far up. If you're going to put the power only adjacent to the Mizbeach, so then he's going to have to carry the blood all the way up to the Ulam. It'll be a hard job for him. That's why Matril, we want to get the power as close up as possible near the Ulam. So that's the terrace according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. So Zotu Gemara, Le Rebbe Nami. Now the Mishnah could even go according to Rebbe also. Ah, yes, the question according to Rebbe that says the whole right side, the whole Tzvoini is good. Why do you have to put it further up? Why don't you put it further down? You have the exact same terrace. True, any part of it is kosher of a Mishum Chusha, the Kohen Gadol. You know why we're dafkin makpit to put the par further up near the Ulam? Because we want to make it as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. Since he's weak today, so we want the Shechita to be done as close as possible to the Ulam, so later when he has to carry the Dam to the Ulam, it'll be easy to carry. As if the par will be all the way down below the Mizbeach, he's going to have to carry it all the way up. So Mishum Chusha, the Kohen Gadol, we put it all the way up. The Mishnah comes out good according to Rebbe. So the Mishnah comes out both according to Rebbe and according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Only according to Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda doesn't go. Because according to Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda, it's only kosher tzfona, only means exactly adjacent to the Mizbeach. So how could the Mishnah say further up, we don't go according to him? See Rashi. Lema, right, next one. Lema, Dafka Reb Lezer Reb Shimon he, Vole Rebbe, Hashta Rebbe. And the Rabbi Yosi Moisef Klaima, Mighty Boloch, what's your question? Pshita, the Labdafu Klamar, Kamri. Vichy Rabbi the Moisef at Sofen Shasad Mizrach, Shumarucha Mugdushas Hechel, and the Rabbi Yosi, who the Moisef Law, Allah Rabbi Lesley, Lesley, Eshalem McCain. Or you can't say Rabbi only's Moisef on Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda. That Rabbi only says, you know what? Exactly adjacent to the Zbech is good, and below is also good. But maybe further up is no good. That can't be. Like Maduch Reb Lezer Reb Yosi is Moisif on the first man the Yomah to say further up is good. So when Rebbe says even below is good, Avadi means even below is good, but for sure on top of the Mizbech is good. So how could you say the Mishnah doesn't come out good according to Rebbe? So that's what we answered. We wanted to say it doesn't come out good because according to Rebbe, why does the power have to be only on top? Why can't it be any place? And the Teretz is no. If the Dafka has to be as further up as possible, Mishum Chusha the Kain Godel. So kids, the Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi also. The Rashi says, Mishum Chusha the Kohen, Shle Yechabed Olav Masui. It shouldn't be too heavy for him to carry. Mizra Kadam, Meruchik, so far away. So Melo Rabbi Nami, Afa Gav the Chol Azorik, Shei Rabbi Tzofin, Shalo, Mikarav Lele Tzara Pesach, Mishum Chusha the Kohen. We try and make the path, the Shechit, as close as possible to the Ulam. Today it should be easy for him to carry the Dam inside. But then the Mishnah says, Roishoy Ledorim, the head of the animal was facing Dorim, Uponav Lamar, and his head, just his face, was turned rightwards up, facing towards the Marv. Yeah. Notice like this we had here, but the Par itself was facing this way, straight across, facing Dorim, just his head was facing up towards Marv. So, Frati Gemara, Heichim Ishkachzla, how could you have this? It's a modern behemoth. How could his head be different than his body is? So Marav Biyakim es Roshi. It means you make his head turn towards the right side. Havadu, his body is facing towards the Durim, but just his head, Yoakim, you turn it to the right side, a right turn. His head is making a right turn. For the Gemara, if that's the case, that you want his head to be facing Mariv, why don't we put the whole body, the whole animal should be facing that way. Let his whole face be facing Mariv, and the back will be facing Mizrach. Why do we make his back face Tzofen, and then make a right turn to Mariv, make the body straight, Mizrach and Mariv? And the Gemara, Rabbayom, Gzeira Shemayar Bitzkololim. We're afraid maybe he'll make, maybe the animal will make there. And it's not nice when it's Marbid Lolim, if he should be facing towards Mizrach, he'll be facing the back towards the Mizbeach. It's not covered for the Mizbeach. That's why we want the back of the animal to be facing opposite the Mizbeach. That's why we want the back of him to be facing towards Sofon, away from the Mizbeach. So his face is like this, and here's the Mizbeach, just he makes the right turn, his head is facing towards the Marav. But the back of the animal is on Sofon, away from the Mizbeach. So it's, because it wouldn't be covered if when he makes, it should be facing the Mizbeach. The Rashi says, "Upanav l'marav v'yachur l'mizrach." That's right. The Rashi v'nukma l'hedjam, "Achur l'mizbeach, upanav l'heichol, shem yarbetz kololim, u'gjinaihu l'haroiz beisarei shloi l'tzad mizbeach." It's not nice that the backside should be seen from the, on the mizbeach. From the mizbeach. V'ochi shapetz fei lios novor l'tzofen. It's better that the tail should be facing towards the north side. For roish l'dorim. Nimsas novoy shloy kenegdam mizbeach sheinu moishkel tzadorim kol orka apar el sheimiktas gufoy venulam mizbeach. That's why we put it this way, that the tail is facing towards the tzofen and just the head is facing towards Maru. Tana rabbonin keitzad soymech hazevich. How do you make smicha? Trashia soymech means habaylam. How does the baylam make smicha when on a korban? Rashi says kol smichas kotche kedoshim. He's lav dafka by Yom Kippur. Every kotche kotchim. How do we make a smicha? Keitzat soymich is hazevach oimed b'tzofen. The korban has to be standing on the north side of the mizbeach. By all kotche kedoshim, the shkita, the behemah has to be on the north side. Upon of lamarav, and the face is turning a right turn, facing towards marav. The hasoymich, the bailam that wants to make the smicha oimed b'mizrach, stands in back of the animal on mizrach side of the animal. Upon of lamarav. But he's also facing Marav, facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the Heichel. O maniyav shtei yodav, and he puts his two hands on top of the animal, top of the head. Vein shtei kronis, in between the two horns. That's where he puts his hands. Shel zevach. O bovach lo yehei dova choytzeitz, beinoy lebein hazevach. There shouldn't be anything between him and the korban. Because his hands has to be mamish touching the korban. Umisvadin, then he says vidui. Al chatos, if he's bringing the korban chatis, he says vidui oven chatis. For the avera that he did, there are certain averas you do, that you have a chiyah to bring a korban chatis, on an avera that benezit the chiyah of chorus, beshoigir the chiyah of chatis, so you have to be misvadin on that chet. Trashi oven chatis means oisai chet you may be a love. If you ate dam, if you ate blood, so you have to be misvadin for the chet ye dam. V'yal oshem, if you bring in a korban oshem, oven oshem, you have to be mechapen now, say vidui, for the chet that you did, asham milus, sham shifl harufam, for different averis you do, if you mechuyev a korban oshem, you have to say vidui on those averis. V'yal oyla, let's say you bring in a korban oyla, it's also a kodesh kadoshim, you also have to make smicha. Now what are you being misvada, what are you asking for forgiveness? Ovoin leket shichopeyim, umayser oni, divir Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's what Yosef Glili says. Now, these are mitzvahs asay. There's a mitzvah asay to leave over leket for the aniyim, or shich or peyah. You have to leave it over for the aniyim. Let's say you did not leave it over for the aniyim. You were over the yisr asay. You didn't leave over the peyrus or the leket for the aniyim. So then you have to have a kapara. And the kapara is bring a korban erlis mechapar on these averis. Divi Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's what Rabbi Yosef Glili holds. Rabbi Akiva Waimeno. Ein oyla bo elo al esay v'alois asay shenitikli asay. A korban oyla is only mechaper either on an iser asay, or else on a lois asay, shenitli asay. That means a lav on itli asay, and the pshat is then you don't get malchus. So since you don't get malchus, there's no kapora for the avera getting malchus. So then we say, what is the kapora? Bring a korban oyla. So the korban oyla is mechaper on an iser asay, and on a lav that you don't get malchus. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. So we'll soon see what's the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili also holds the same pshat. That any place you don't get malchus, the oila is mechaper. But why does he also add that leka tshicha peya, the oila is also mechaper? So we'll still see what the machlokes is. See Rashi. V'al oila oven leka tshicha peya. Shein lehem vidui. There's no vidui by them. Nochi gassin lov tesefto. V'loi gassin abo maiser oni. To yesh lo vidui. Shouldn't be goros maiser oni, because it has its own vidui. We said we got nesatlu levi. Se maiser rishon, liyosn lamona, se maiser oni. Rebbe Kiva loime ein oila bo. Time of course with the sefta. Al mag oila bo, the sefta says, on which aveira do you bring a korban oila? Im al krista sumisis bezdin haray yenshin omer. For krista says a chi of koris, or else a korban chattis. Or misis bezdin, you get killed. For that you don't have to bring a korban oila. Im al lois hasif for stam alav haray yenshin omer. Malkis, the Torah says you get malkis for the lav. Ho ein oila bo elo al esay. A korban oila you only bring if you're over nisar asay. Or else, for Yaloi Sasei, Shenitli Yasei, Shein Lekin Alov. If you did an Aveira and you don't get Malkus for that Aveira, then we say the Klal is, how do you have your Kapora? The Kapora is bring a Korban Oila. But if you do a Chet, that is a Chi of Koris, or a Chi of Chattis, or a Malkus, then that's the Kapora, not a Korban Oila. The Mora says, now what's the Machlokes told you now? Like both Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Kiva are masking to the same thing, that you don't bring a Korban Oila if you have a different Oinish, you only bring it when you have no other Oinish. So what's the machloikis of leket shicha peya has another oinish or not? So Gemara says, but my kamiflugi, what's the machloikis here? Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, v'lav de nevela, kamiflugi. The machloikis says, what's going to be by a lav like nevela? Rabbi Kiva sovar lav malyuhu. That's a very good lav. And mainly you get malchus for it. Rabbi Yisdeg lili sovar lav malyuhu. No, it's not called a good. That's not called a good lav. Well, look, Rashi, what's the butch chat? Rashi, b'lav in the veil of kamiflugi. Tiv es layachrov. Right after you do the lav, the parish says don't eat in the veil. Right away, there's a mitzvah saseim lager asher b'sherechot tifnenu. He's supposed to give the veil to a ger, the yochla, and let him eat it. Omiyo akorchas of Rashi ain't the nitzel yasei. This is not a real lav on nitzel yasei. Doho. This mitzvah say is a mitzvah to do before you do the lav. The pasuk says, "Don't eat the nevela." Called the nevela. Elo, what should you do before you eat it? You know what you should do. Do a mitzvah say. La ger titnenu. For lo tachlu, give it to a ger. It doesn't mean a ger tzedek. It means a ger teishiv. Let him eat the nevela. That's what you should do. But I call upon him if he did eat it. You're over a lav, and then there's no mitzvah say. Like, you can't do anything about it. You already ate it. So there's a mud in the lav. This is a lav that has, like, an asay before the lav. That's the machlokes. That Rabbi Kiva of our lav malihu. That's called a good lav. The drashi of a leikin olov. And in such a lav, you would get malchus. In other words, a lav in the vela, when you eat in the vela, you get malchus. Even though the Torah says the mitzvah say right away, but that's not called a lav hanitzli asay. A lav hanitzli asay, lamashal, is like by gzelam. The Torah says don't steal. And if you went and steal, then the Torah says, after you did the Aveirum, go and return the Gzela. That's called the Lav Hanitik Yasei. The Torah tells you what to do right after you did the Aveira. So you say there's no Oinish, but do the Yasei, that's like the Kapara for the Lav. But here it's not that way. Here it's a Gzunta Lav. The Torah says don't eat it. And if you ate the Nevela, you can't do anything about it. Just before you eat it, the Torah says what to do. Go and give it to Nevela. Go and give it to a Ger. So that's called an essay, Shekod Malav, but the actual lav is a Gzunta lav, Rebbe Kiva holds. And therefore you will get Malkus for this lav, and therefore you don't bring a Korban Oila for this type of a lav. Because this lav has Malkus, so the Kapor is the Malkus, and not the Korban Oila.